closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. We don't do a video cam of the show anymore, but we are talking about doing it again. I'm wearing a tie today, and I'm going to answer a friend's question and explain why I'm wearing a tie, even though you can't see my tie. So it's picture day in the atrium for staff wearing, this is not a red power tie exactly. How come you didn't dress up over there? Didn't you get the dress-up memo? Or is that what passes as? Oh, your clothes are in the van. You are such a schlup. You can't even dress up for your business day. You're going to go put nice clothes on, and then you're going to take them off after picture day. He's so upset over there. It's one of the perks of being the host. I can put all these words in the producer's mouth, and they're just hosed. They're just, well, no, but, what, yeah. I don't care what your reason is. I'm just giving you crap on the air. So, it's fine. Yeah. I'll spare the listener that. So that's what's going on in our atrium today. It's picture day. I don't know how to do this. I'll just start by saying I don't know how to do this. I receive photos from two separate people. They are photos of yard signs in the spring election. I don't know whether to say the guy's name in the air or not. There is a candidate for Brown County Board of Supervisors. I have not been able to confirm one element of this, but two separate people have told me this. They sent me photos of a yard sign with his name misspelled. Okay. I said, well, maybe somebody, you know, a homemade sign supporting him. No, it's in his own yard. So, I haven't confirmed that. But I do in my phone have photos of his, of the yard signs. It's Ray Soonan. I'm going to name him. Running in District 23 in the Howard area. This much I know. There are yard signs out there with his name spelled wrong. You would think you would want to deal with that right away. But I can't confirm, although two separate people have told me this, I can't confirm that one of them is in Ray's own, on his own property. I don't know how you would allow that to happen. Yes, prof read before printing. Very important. Very important. You know, was that Snickers? You know, Snickers has the campaign now. They had one with Willem Dafoe last night, Marilyn Monroe. Was that Snickers that not going anywhere for a while, or was that Milky Way? Which one was that? Was that Snickers? But yeah, not yourself. Yeah. But way back when, like 10, 15 years ago, not going anywhere for a while, the guy who spelt in the end zone Chiefs Chefs, is that Snickers or Milky Way? I think it's Milky Way. Not going anywhere for a while. and the player comes up to the guy and says, "Hey, you spell," and he just growls at him. So anyway, I do know this. At least one campaign sign of Ray Sunan says his name spelled wrong. And by the way, I'm not ripping on Ray. It's just his kind of, I don't know. It's unusual. But if it's in his own yard, that would be incredibly embarrassing. But I haven't. I have not confirmed that. And I decided not to post the pictures anywhere. But I have to admit, I found it kind of entertaining. There is Snickers, huh? Not going anywhere for a while. Anyway, there is a story on the front page of the local paper, which still calls itself what it's always called itself, even though online it doesn't really call itself that anymore. Seat in the 8th District favors GOP. What they're talking about is with 8th District Congressman Reed Ribble retiring. Both political parties claim to have the best shot to win the newly competitive seat, but then their argument is that no, really, what it comes down to is Republicans, for a number of reasons, have an advantage. And they quote Pat Garrett, spokesman for the Wisconsin Republican Party, "There will be a strong field of candidates. There will." I want to talk about this for a moment. And I'm not going to name names, but I have spoken with one of the people who is considering a run for the 8th seat. Here's what I told that person. And I said, this includes them. There's going to be a strong field of candidates. Not exactly sure who's all going to be in. Frank Lissay is expected to be in. Chad Weininger is expected to be in. John Nygren appears to be on the fence. A gentleman named Mike Gallagher is expected to be in. And I'm told that John Mako is seriously considering it. I'm guessing there could be between 4 and 6 candidates, but I'm guessing. I believe it's going to be an extraordinarily strong field. I think you are going to have a raft of candidates that really will be a great group to choose from. I think what's going to go a long way in determining whether Republicans do hold the 8th congressional seat are two things, and they are hardly mutually exclusive. One is this, that the, and I'm beginning to call it the alleged conservative base, doesn't get into this purity test where everybody's a rhino. The names that are out there are good, solid, conservative names. That's the first thing. Again, not mutually exclusive to the first thing is the second thing, that they don't beat the crap out of each other. That it not become a circus, not become a spectacle. This is where I'm going to make a confession. I allowed myself to get dragged into that in 2010. I'm not going to allow myself to get dragged into that in 2016. I'm going to try my damnedest, and I have no preference in the race right now, even from the potential names being mentioned. I know almost nothing about Mike Gallagher. I do want to learn more about Mike Gallagher. But this will go a long way to determining. Now, on the Democratic side, we don't know who the candidate's going to be. If I had to bet a dollar today, I would say Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson. Don't know that I'd bet more than a buck on that. But there just aren't a lot of other names bubbling to the surface on the Democratic side. And the belief had always been that he was more interested in running for governor. But he is the top elected official in a county that is in the heart of the 8th Congressional District. And he held a leadership position when Dems had the assembly. He is somebody. The only other name that I have heard with any regularity so far is Penny Bernard Schaber. And Earl tried to get me to say her name wrong, but I rose above that. Penny Bernard Schaber. She's a state representative from Appleton who couldn't defeat Roger Roth for state senate in Mike Ellis's old district. So I don't see a lot there beyond Tom Nelson. I don't. So it will be, and by the way, though, I think Nelson can be formidable. I would not take him lightly. I think others have taken him lightly at their peril. I was one of them. I used to call him Babyface Nelson because Tom, particularly back then, I think he's finally grown into his face a little bit, but back then, he really was Babyface. He looked like he was 16. He did. He just looked really young. He looked like he was 12 till about 5 years ago. Yeah, which means he's 17 now. Now, he doesn't really look that way anymore, and I'm not going to call him that. I pretty much have tried to refrain from names these days. Yeah, I know I let Trumpkin slip here and again, but I do believe that he'd be a formidable candidate. I do. And I think it is important that the Republican candidates, whoever they end up being, remember that. Now, in terms of the district favoring Republicans, this district can swing on a dime. And it has. I started thumbing through the history on Friday. Here's the one thing you do notice. The district isn't afraid to elect a Democrat, but it is tough for a Democrat to retain this seat for more than a couple of terms. I think, was Jay Johnson just one? I think he was a single-termer. Kagan was a two-termer. Father Cornell was a two-termer. Boy, now I'm reaching back into 8th Congressional District history. Father Robert Cornell. Republicans do tend to hold the seat a bit longer. Reed's a three-termer, but he would have easily been a fourth-termer if he so chose. Contrary to what some people on the far right think, he would have had an absolute walk. So I admit that it's a very swingy district. It truly is. But clearly a Democrat can take it. So yeah, I think it should. Here's what I would say. I think it should be Republican friendly. One term. And then Mark Green had it from 99 till 2007. Roth had it from, that's Toby Roth, from 79 to 97. Father Cornell had it two terms. Harold Frelick only had it one term. Yeah, what happened there? Oh, yeah. The whole Watergate era thing. But historically, Republicans hold it longer. But every once in a while, the district decides, let's give Democrats a chance. So I'm not taking anything for granted. I am not taking anything for granted when it comes to the 8th Congressional District and that it's somehow slam dunky for Republicans. I'm not. All right, I have a confession to make. I did not watch the debate Saturday night. You did. All right, then I'll ask you, Earl, did Rubio do as bad as everybody's saying? Yeah, ugly night for Marco. For a while, and then he found his footing. So you pretty much agree with conventional wisdom that he sounded like a Stepford wife repeating the same line over and over about President Obama, that he didn't respond well to the criticism from the governors, and then he found his footing. The abortion line was a home run. And, yeah, the Christie actually called him out on – and he repeated it again after that. The question is, will that hurt him in New Hampshire tomorrow? Because obviously that was the goal. We're going to get to that. But after 9 o'clock, I'm going to start somewhere else. In fact – I'm going to start 180 degrees from that. I'm going to talk about the Democratic race and Bernie Sanders. Well, I saw one place where Trump got booed when he shushed Jeb Bush, went quiet, and put his finger to his lips. I saw him get booed there. He got booed at another point as well. He turned on the audience, and then the audience booed him. I can't wait to see how he does tomorrow. I am just absolutely on eminent domain. Yeah, yeah. Going to be interesting to see how he does. I think tomorrow's primary is going to be fascinating. You thought Bush had a good night. That's what everybody is pretty much saying. So Earl sounds like all the conventional wisdom that I've been reading. I'm just saying. I just that's basically what I've heard. But I want to start on the Democratic side. Something amazing happened over the weekend. Two Jurassic feminists called out young women for not supporting Hillary. This was an amazing moment. Because this is what's really hurting her right now. Millennial women are supporting Bernie Sanders. And they were told there's a special place in hell for them for doing that. By Madeleine Albright. That's where I want to start at 9:06. It's 9 o'clock.
News, talk, sports.